Just wanna be F-R-E-E.
From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight Music, a once-a-month compilation of some of the great music that comes through our studio and conversations with the people who write and perform it. I'm Beth Ruyak. We had been excited to meet Spacewalker. She's an electronic and experimental hip-hop artist in Sacramento. Her real name is April Walker. She released a record in 2017 called Folktronica, Divinity and Beyond. She came to our studio wearing colorful cosmic clothes, and we explored her life story. I asked her about expressing herself through performance.
In a way, I've always kind of seen the whole world as a stage. And for a while, people were like, you know, like trying to kind of condense that or trying to kind of like limit that. And as an adult, it's just so freeing to just be exactly who I want to be and wear exactly what I want to wear. And it's a blast.
To describe, you have a purple cape with gold stars. You have a jacket that looks like it's sort of black space with explosions of planetary color on it, a big sunflower on your cap, and red glasses, purple lipstick. Have to give everybody a visual here. Where did you grow up? If I ask where are you from, you might give me a much different answer.
I mostly grew up in Fairfield, and I spent some time in Utah and Costa Rica when I was a teenager, and that shaped a lot of like my music. That was when I first started to really get serious about music. And then I made my way back to California, and I've been here for about 7 years.
You didn't say Mars. You didn't say anything planetary there.
That's a secret. That's a secret.
How do you describe your music? And I already gave a little bit of the connection, but maybe just define the interstellar beats that you talk about.
Interstellar beats is sort of a blanket term for everything I do. I do music for children. I do the Spacewalker project. But I also am a producer and a bunch of other things. And so I never wanted to be limited. I felt like interstellar beats was able to describe pretty much everything that I do. And I call myself genre fluid. I kind of aim to just do what I feel. I feel like music was my first language.
When then did you get your first guitar?
I got my first guitar when I was 15. The school went to Costa Rica to do mission work. So we were like painting schools and helping children and things like that. And I bought a handmade nylon stringed guitar from this really nice guy named Eduardo. I'll never forget that day because I was always super discouraged with guitar. I like quit 90 times. I was just like, I'm just never going to be good. You know, I wasn't Jimi Hendrix the first time I played. So I was like, well, I'm never going to do it. And one day I woke up and I felt it. Like I felt that I was supposed to play music, and I followed it, and now I'm here.
Here's more music from Spacewalker.
We're bringing heaven to earth. We're turning death to rebirth. We're ridding all of them curses. My father wasn't around. My dad is calling his bride. He said it's still trust it's worth it. Yes.
How do you sway with that feng shui? Become water. Death and birth is my steeze. Do it with ease, do it with grace. Never replace to which you infinitely can relate. But you still can relay that the relay race is just a vast flex, a hexagon of give and take. What you make of it is what will create, make shift happen. Manifest destiny inside your cabay. So if you want inner peace, some slice, go grab it. And a stamp, you're trapped on everything you want. Heaven on earth and divine female male package to the forefront. Don't you front. Ooh, girl, that Palo Santo will make you a new girl. Unless you holler at all of your angels. Ascend your aura to purple and rainbows. I'm hella grateful, yes, for
best of it, yeah. I'm hella grateful, yes, for all the things I have. I haven't even seen the best of it yet. Be, huh. I am that ancient beam, huh. I got the power beams, huh. My serendipity is 7, 8, 8. What it seems when it seems to be, I am that ancient queen. I got the power beams, my serendipity is 7, 8, 8. What it seems when it seems to be.
That's the music of Spacewalker performing live in our studio. Spacewalker is the stage name of April Walker. You made a reference both in your song and in what you said to not having a lot of support growing up.
I think that's a very good way to put it, because my parents always wanted me to be the best, you know, the best person I could be.
That's a good start.
I feel like at the time, they were just different. They thought that they were going to be different ingredients to that, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like a wild child. I was in touch with like the spiritual realm, like very young, but I didn't know how to articulate it. And I was just like emoting all over the place because I just needed to be making some art. So I'm very grateful that they stuck with me. And once they realized like how creative I was and that that was my strong suit, I think that's when everybody got super comfortable and was able to really thrive. And I think that's when I was confident enough to not need as much support, if that makes sense. And then I think that's when it really started to flow abundantly, was when I was so comfortable with myself that I was like, hey, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. And then people were like, wait, come back, we like it. So I'm very grateful.
How long did it take within your family to get to that point? And was there a particular event that prompted it?
I feel like we just grow every day. So it's really hard to say. It's really hard to say like when it all started to really work out, because I feel like everything kind of had to happen the way it did for a reason. I went to a boarding school in Utah for a while when I was 15. That definitely inspired me to play music because I needed an outlet. I was like having trouble making friends at the time, and it was just really important for me to have something that was mine and a way to express myself. So it was supposed to be like the church band, but we were very sly and would like write lyrics about what was going on in our lives and kind of shape them to seem like they were about what they wanted them to be about, just so we could have a space. So we kind of just made that space for ourselves.
Let's get to some live music. So you're starting with some looping. So we're going to hear a little bit of sound and looping first.
Right. I'm going to lay down a couple things and then I'll get down to business.
Here is Spacewalker.
I can't tell you, articulate how I feel, but yeah. my slipping on thin banana peels. But yeah, 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 but yeah. Where did you learn your telepathy? There's no way that you're not the friend of me, 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 me. Where did you learn your telepathy? There's no way that you're not the breath of me, me, me. Aruna, yeah, closer than a thing. Pretend you didn't know from the start, it's truly odd. Your secret's safe with me. Just trying to vibe rhythmically. Just but a dream, real but free. Just trying to move through the vortex rhythmically. Your secret's safe with me. Just trying to move rhythmically. Just but a dream, real but free. Just trying to move through the vortex rhythmically. Your secret's safe with me. Just trying to vibe rhythmically. Just but a dream, real but free. Just trying to move. Give it to me two times. Give it to me seven times. One time. Give it to me two times. Give it to me seven times.
When you were young and so creative, was there an influence?
I feel like, and I tell people now that when I really think back, I knew that I wanted to be spacewalker when I grew up. I think that's one of my oldest memories, is just knowing that I wanted to be this glittery, you know, colorful, like, explosion of a person, and that I wanted to just be a rock star. But I also grew up in a very musical family. My grandfather, my aunt, my uncle, they're all very musical. My mom is an incredible dancer. My grandmother's a poet. Pretty much everybody in my family has some kind of creative talent. And I'm super grateful to have been around that. I think it would have been a lot harder to, like, latch on to creativity and figure out what I wanted to do if I didn't see people already doing it. I mean, it definitely took me a while to kind of find my own way of doing it, but just kind of having people around to inspire me was very helpful.
A number of other musicians that have passed through the studio have called you out for being someone whose voice is being heard. It seems that you have a great network of people who are cheering you and you cheering them. Is that a good description?
Absolutely. I'm truly blown away and moved by how much support I receive. Growing up, I didn't always feel supported. And so having so many people rooting for me and people that inspire me every day saying, like, hey, you do the same for me, is such a heartwarming feeling. So very appreciative.
That's April Walker. She performs under the stage name Spacewalker. She has all kinds of events and shows coming up, and they're all listed on our website, which is capradio.org/insight. You'll also find a video of Spacewalker performing her new song, Het Heru. She's also joined a new band, the Mini Ha-Has, and they just started recording their debut album. You're listening to Insight Music on Capital Public Radio.